5 points of light sparkle to life. The transporter beams resolved into 5 Starfleet officers. One he knew, William Riker, late of the Starship Enterprise. Riker, with the 4 others, formed the honor guard that would travel with Spock back to Earth for Kirk's official interment, a hero's funeral. On the horizon, the sun set, and the stars shone forth from the gathering dark. The honor guard waited at attention by the grave. If all proceeded according to schedule, far overhead, a starship would be shifting orbits, preparing to lock her transporter on the remains beneath the stones. Logic therefore directed Spock to seek solace not in what might lie ahead, but in what had gone before. A tear slipped down his cheek. Spock watched it fall to the dust of this world, swallowed as if it had never existed, except in his memories. So to his memories now he turned, to the final adventure and the revelation of those last days he had spent with his friend. Kirk didn't look back to the past. He slammed into it running, diving, hitting the volcanic ash of Tycho IV shoulder first, rolling to cover. Whatever creature dwelt among the ashes of Tycho IV was now picking off the Farragut's crew, one by one. Kirk snapped open his communicator and heard Captain Garavik's urgent request.
Where are those coordinates, Lieutenant Kirk?
Captain Garavik hadn't beamed back to the Farragut when he had had the chance, before the transporter coils had overloaded. He had stayed with the wounded. Kirk held his bulky tricorder before him like a shield.
Scanning now, sir.
His eyes darted from the readout to the surrounding terrain and back again.
Captain, there's nothing out there.
Stay put and keep scanning, Lieutenant. You've got forward fire control till the main sensors are back in operation.
In standard orbit above Kirk, the Farragut's weapons were at his command. With no sensors to guide them, he was now their targeting system. Somehow, the weight of that responsibility felt good. A distant scream cut through the dusk. A woman. Kirk held his position, heart hammering. A figure ran for his boulder. Kirk quickly checked his tricorder. The figure was human. Anderford Drake. The young lieutenant slid into position beside Kirk, out of breath, laser drawn.
That scream. It was Morgan.
Even as Kirk felt the shock twist through his chest, he saw the flicker of a smile on Drake's face. Faith Morgan was the Farragut's weapons officer. For the last 3 months, she had shared Kirk's quarters as his lover. Kirk wanted to grind Drake's smirk into the rocks, but he had his orders. There was nothing more he could do for Faith Morgan, but the crew of the Farragut numbered 400. Kirk waved his tricorder in the gloom. Still no readings. Drake clicked through the power levels on his weapon, twisting the stubby barrel completely around to its highest setting.
Lasers don't work on it.
Drake shook his head.
The creature can change its molecular form. Maybe lasers can work on one form, but not another.
Kirk rapidly changed the settings on his tricorder and scanned again.
Garavik says phasers will destroy it.
What does Garavik know? He hasn't done well so far, has he? Kirk focused on his tricorder readings to keep his fist off Drake's jaw. Something spiked on the display. Then an unwelcome fragrance reached out to him, too sweet, overpowering. He heard Garavik's voice come from his communicator.
Lieutenant! Where are those readings?
Something moved out by the distant rocks. It was at this moment, in another time, another life, that Lieutenant Kirk froze. Faced with certain death, he hesitated. But not this time.
Kirk to Farragut. Target bearing 30 meters, due west, this location. All phaser banks, fire.
A heartbeat later, the heavens of Tycho IV were ripped open by twin lances of blue fire. When the barrage ended, Kirk peered past the edge of the boulder. The creature was gone.
We did it, Captain Garavik.
But a wispy tendril of white vapor twisted from the dust cloud like a tornado, forming in reverse, rising along the ionization trail left by the phaser beams, rising up to the Farragut.
Kirk to Farragut. The creature is on an intercept course. Get out of there.
The Farragut science officer responded, her voice breaking up in static.
Shields down, coming in through... Antimatter containment is...
A new star blossomed directly overhead. Kirk